And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you survived the storms across Wisconsin yesterday. Some pretty significant damage in Dodge County, as well as in the Twin Cities area, including around New Richmond, all across western Wisconsin, and Colby and Marathon County. Again, hope you made it through and are safe and sound rolling into the weekend here. Want to start with a bit of breaking news. If you haven't heard yet, five hardline right Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill that's going to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. Yes, it is reversed Robin Hood. So you might think, oh, why did these Republicans vote against the bill? Maybe they actually want to do something for working poor and working people in the United States. No, they don't. They just want to gut even more of the things that help people keep going in these incredibly hard times. And just moments before we came back on air, word has come through. There is reporting that the United States has just lost its last perfect credit rating. What is a credit rating? Well, we all have them, so do nations. It's what credit rating agencies give to a borrower. The United States, when it issues treasury bills, is effectively borrowing from the folks that purchase those treasury bills. When your credit rating is downgraded, just like our credit scores as consumers, when you are downgraded, it means you are a higher credit risk for default, and it costs more. You have to pay more in interest. Please keep your eye on what's about to happen in the financial markets come Monday morning. This is also likely to drive interest rates up. So remember those cheap eggs, gas, and housing that Donald Trump promised? You know, peace between Ukraine and Russia in a day, all those things. Yeah, ain't happening and not happening anytime soon. Also breaking today, Judge Hannah Dugan, that is the Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge, who was arrested on Good Friday for some, what I'm going to call, kind of bogus charges for basically controlling her courtroom, which she is entitled absolutely to do. Those are federal charges. By the way, the penalties on those, I think, run somewhere north of 5 years and $350,000 in damages. Well, she has set up a legal defense fund to help pay her attorneys in that case. Now, make note of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what someone does when they actually care about conflicts of interest and ethics. Here's what Judge Dugan did with her legal defense fund. There are incredibly tight restrictions on who can donate to this because the judge intends to return to the bench. You cannot donate to the judge's defense fund if you are a Milwaukee County resident. So if you live in the county in which she sits as a judge, can't donate. You can't donate if you're an attorney that practices anywhere in Milwaukee County. You can't donate if you're a lobbyist or work for a lobbying firm. You can't donate if you're another Wisconsin judge. You can't donate if you are a person with a pending case before Milwaukee County Circuit Court, and you cannot donate if you are a county employee. And yes, the only people who can donate are U.S. citizens. They set up a separate blind trust. Hey, That seems to make some sense, does it not? And that trust will be monitored by specialized legal counsel with specialties in legal ethics, and it will be overseen by former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske. Ladies and gentlemen, That's how you do it when you actually care about ethics and conflicts of interest. I say, bravo, Hannah. Well done. Also, in other breaking news, former FBI Director James Comey is now apparently under investigation from the Department of Justice for posting a picture on social media of seashells on a beach that were arranged to spell out 8647. He posted on Instagram, cool shell formation on my beach walk. In a follow-up post, he said that he assumed the shells were a political message, and he said, I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down. Now, the term 86 used to be used first in restaurant circles, hospitality circles, meaning 86, the shrimp. The shrimp is gone. We don't have any more of that. Let be 86 that. It's expanded to mean 86, meaning to rub somebody out if you're in the mafia. So this is what happened, sort of the errant social media post. Do I think this was appropriate? No. Do I think it should be condemned? Yes. Do I condemn it? Yes. You got to do better than that, former FBI Director James Comey. But did it merit this from National Security Secretary Tulsi Gabbard talking to Jesse Waters? Take a listen.
You know, whatever his intent, I will tell you that there is a guy in Georgia who was issuing threats on my life about a month ago, and he's in jail today. He has been indicted with a crime, as he should have been, and he is in jail as we speak. So whatever James Comey intent, he and people like him need to be held to account according to the law, which is something that he claims to have given his life for and stands by the rule of law. Fantastic. The rule of law says people like him who issue direct threats against the president of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do. Any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Are you frickety fracking kidding me? I mean, I don't know how someone gets through that interview maintaining a straight face. A position of influence, and people must be held accountable under the law. I'm sorry. Did Men in Black delete Tulsi Gabbard's memory about January 6th? No one thinks this smacks a bit of hysteria and total hypocrisy and double standards. Again, I condemn what Jim Comey posted. It was stupid. But the idea to even suggest that Jim Comey actually means that someone should assassinate Donald Trump is both ludicrous as hyperbole as it is on a literal basis. Jim Comey is too smart to think that if someone actually killed Donald Trump, that would probably create a complete martyr situation. The man would become that. He doesn't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. Please, no one harm whatever that stuff is on top of Donald Trump's head. Please do not harm hair, floof, whatever, Aquanet, whatever that is. Don't harm the man. I want Donald Trump ensconced in a balloon, a bubble boy area of protective comfort for the rest of his days. I don't want anything bad to happen to the man. No, 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 no. I was enraged when someone tried to kill him. That is so absurdly ridiculous that it beggars explanation. And Tulsi Gabbard knows it. She knows it. And it, as if there was not enough, like, completely mind-boggling hypocrisy, I just wanted to share with you this additional little fact from the day's breaking news. We were talking a bit about the Supreme Court's birthright citizenship case that they heard yesterday. I was talking about that with my first guest host today, Jim Santel. And I forgot to note this, again, on the hypocrisy theme this afternoon. Guess who came out and said they think birthright citizenship should go away? Just I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. A widely reviled senator. A widely reviled senator, maybe a senator who, while half of his state was facing blackouts and bizarre freezing cold weather and people were dying, maybe went on a vacation. Yes, the answer to this question is Ted freaking Cruz said we should get rid of birthright citizenship. Now, if you forget about Ted Cruz, he was born in Canada and his dad was born in Cuba. Now, is Ted Cruz a citizen? Yes, he is. His mother was an American citizen. But again, I think that Ted, you might want to try that one out before you like ride it off into the sunset. Might be a little bit of a bumpy ride on that one. Yeah, hypocrisy seems to be the theme of the day. The Republican Party saying that they're for middle class and working people while providing the largest tax cuts to 100 millionaires, billionaires, and mega corporations. Yeah, that's what they're debating today. Actually, that their tax cut plan would reduce the net income of the poorest Americans and would likely not help at all the vast majority of the middle class. Yep, that's hypocrisy number one. We got Tulsi Gabbard, hypocrisy number two, calling for the former FBI director to be jailed. And hypocrisy number three, Ted Cruz, telling everybody that he doesn't believe in birthright citizenship. Doesn't get much worse than this. Ollie from the Northwoods, what you got for us this afternoon?
Well, just a little bit of hypocrisy by way of our new king. Wasn't it him who reposted, just as Comey did, a picture of Biden on the back of a truck where it looks like Biden's dead? Trump reposted that, and none of the Republicans called for his arrest.
Yeah, Ali, that's the point, right? The brand of the Republican Party is rules for thee and none for me. It is two sets of operating rules. One for Democrats. You got to tell the truth. You got to have ethics. You got to be above reproach. And we can say all kinds of inflammatory, incendiary, violence-inducing things, and nobody bats an eye. In fact, we'll pardon January 6th insurrectionists that beat the crap out of cops. Nothing to see here, folks. When I come back, we're going to discuss what real system change looks like, because we got an example of it right here in Wisconsin, right here in Milwaukee. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm also going to be dropping the word of the day. It's Free Ticket Friday. You want to get your Brewers tickets? Keep it locked right here. We'll be back after these brief messages on the Civic Media Radio Network.